I have not made one of these in a long time. And it's because, you know, I get in my own way instead of just surrendering. You know, I get in my own way when it comes to a lot of things. And honestly, I just gotta, get out of my way and just be. There's nothing to, like, grip onto. It's like when I was in dance class today, and I've been trying to learn how to master, like, kicking up into this handstand. And, like, it's such a simple move, right? Because your hands are on the ground, your leg goes up, it kicks up, and then it comes back down. But the other leg is toward the ground. So it looks like you're doing like a handstand, and there's like a split in the air, and it's cool. It looks cool, but it's easy. And at the same time, it's difficult. It's just a difficult move. And I dread it every time I do it. So after class, I asked my teacher, I said, can you help me with this? I'm like, I'm trying to get it. I don't know. Every time we get to this move, I feel this certain sense of like, I just can't get it. And I'm trying to force it, and I'm trying to do it, and I can't do it. And she's going through the steps with me. And in my mind, I'm trying to stay present with her. And then I get this interpretation, that the only person that's going to be able to master this movement, regardless on what she tells me, is myself. I can keep listening to her. I can fall over. And I think I know what the problem is. I think it's just the fear. Because I know how to do it. It's literally kick your fucking feet in the air, pull forward, use your abdominals, breathe out, relax your shoulders. It's a lot to think about, but at the same time, it's not. I know my body. I'm a body person. I love just the gym and moving and being able to go back and forth and go up and down and sideways and turn and bend and snap and all these different things. But I get in my own way because there's this expectation to perform it for other people that might be watching. And I think I had someone in my life who I am sexually attracted to. And he had taken the class one time, and he was like, you know, I was watching you guys, and like, all of you are just trying to get it right, and you're all watching each other, and everybody's trying to get it right for everybody else to watch each other. And then I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, what am I trying to get it right for? Who am I trying to get it right for? And why does that even fucking matter? It's a fucking dance class. It's supposed to be fun. And so today, there was this other thing that happened where this other guy, because I sing, I dance, I act, I do all that stuff in this reality. I've always, like, enjoyed it. And so I was writing a script for him, also using ChatGPT, because I was like, oh, let's just create some content because he's interested in doing that. So I sent him the first draft. He didn't necessarily care for it. He gave me some constructive feedback. At first, that's another thing, is like me working on getting constructive feedback. So I put it back into ChatGPT and helped alongside it. I sent him the script again with some adjustments. And then we went through the script. He didn't necessarily like it. We went through the script again. He didn't like it. Went through the script again. And then he was like, you know, I don't feel like I'm helping. I said, you can type in the email too. You could type in the processor that we're using, the writing utensils we're using to create. And he was like, we could just go with the original idea. I think my frustration came in because I wanted him to help write. I wanted him to help cultivate this thing. And he was just kind of sitting back and letting me do it, but then also saying he didn't like it. It's kind of like when I was younger and I would play like tag and I would play these different things with kids, and it's like there was these rules. We would come up with the rules. We would probably come up with things to say and do in the game. Like, okay, you're going to be this character, or we're playing Power Rangers and you're going to be this and you're going to be that and you're going to be this. And we give ourselves the assigned roles and everybody kind of just having fun and collaborating. And I think with collaboration and playing as adults, it's like, even myself sometimes, I have to shut off my workout brain and just play. Because honestly, the reason I wanted to do this is because it was just fun. I was like, oh, you could have fun when you go to work. You don't have to not have fun. And I think a lot of that stimulated because I really do believe my dad has had a lot of fun working his job. His stories, his laughter. He's grateful for his job. I feel my mother is grateful for her community, for the people that she talks to, for life, for living, her kind-hearted voice. And I think that's something I want to keep as I continue to live. And I just love creating. So when I step into dance class, when I step into things, it's like, it's not about getting it right. It's not about, yes, I do go take a lot of like technically inclined classes. I do want to get stronger and understand my body more and understand my instruments and the different types of things that I use. But when the performance is there and then it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 and we're going, it's like I got to let all of that other stuff go and just have fun. Just create. I say that to say this to my future selves and to all of the other people out there that may be wanting to write that book or create that YouTube channel or start that podcast or change careers or quit that job. I say this to say that we see the finished product when it comes on TV. We see the end goal. We see the finished movie. We see, you know, everything is imperfect and everything's in its place. But when you're starting a business or you're starting something different, remember to have fun. You know, it's okay, because I mean, no one's going to be able to see your vision. Nobody will be able to see your vision. Nobody will be able to cultivate what you have in your head, because they have their own vision. So even with that guy today, when he was like, I don't like this script, I don't like this script, I don't like this script, I'm like, he's never going to like it, possibly, because this isn't his idea. He probably doesn't see himself this way at all. And so when he started collaborating, I was like, wait, what? And that was me and my ego, but also I was like, he probably doesn't get the finished vision because he's never sat down and had a conversation with you, and y'all might not be on the same page. Let go of what you think the vision is. In the class, it's a technique class, and I don't really care about technique. I just like to have fun. I know how to do it. I think I can do it well. I think I can follow class really, really well, but sometimes technique can be rigid, and it's sometimes in anything, even acting, I don't necessarily care for the rigidness of technique, but I do believe that technique aligns us in a way. If you think about soldiers or a dancer is behind a lead singer or something like that, there's always a uniform. And so I do admire the technique of like, oh, this is how you lead with the body. But I also admire the free flowingness of it all. Balance. All right, I love you guys. I hope that you are creating the life that you want to see.
Ashana na boo. Bye.